Let yourself get balanced and stable and comfortable and close your eyes. Let yourself relax. Take a nice breath or two. And just kind of let go of as much attention as you can. Now, there's a part of you that might be a little uneasy, a little nervous about a journey in which you go to face a dark part of yourself. Western philosophy has always held to ignore the negative. Besides, the negative side of you could be painful, could be scary, could be unending, could trap you, could make you crazy, could make you an outcast. For many of you in other lifetimes, yes, you have indeed had to go through it this way to have your initiation into your power, into your vision, into your great work. But let yourself utilize this ritual now for yourself. Jumpstart a great, beautiful change in you. So in your imagination, in your sensing, however you can sense it, imagine yourself in a beautiful place in nature. Just imagine what that place would look like. And somewhere in this place, there is a rise, perhaps a hill or a mountain peak that you are near. Or maybe just a little knoll or mound. Wherever it is, go to the high point in your imagination. You look around you, maybe you're in a forest. There's a little hill and a little grassy place on the hill. And you go lie down there in your imagination. Or maybe you're at the seashore, but there's a big dune. You go climb to the top of the dune. Or maybe you're in the hills or mountains. You find a place that is higher. A place where you can see the sky. You have a big sky. And let yourself lie down there. Even if it doesn't look all that comfortable. Maybe there are even rocks there. You'll find to your amazement as you lie down there, you can be very, very comfortable. And what you're going to do is go into a ritual of self. This is a sacred place. This peak, this rise of land. You're on the earth, on Mother Earth. In your mind, state your intention, I choose. You may want to say, I choose to free myself of the darkness and to expand my wholeness in preparation for greater work, greater development. And as you state your intention, and if you have anything else to add, please do, you begin to notice that the day is moving into nighttime, and you are surrounded by a sky of stars. They come out early in this magical place, in this sacred place of power. Before the sun has completely disappeared, you see stars. Before it gets really dark, you see thousands of stars. In the sky, lavender, sky moving into deeper shades of blue and into blackness. thousands of stars. These are your friends. These are your spirit helpers, guides, mentors, masters, teachers. These are beloveds from other planetary existences and other lifetimes here on the earth. These are healers from many places of space and time. Ancient sages of wise ones that you have known, who have watched over you. And in your imagination, you kind of fall asleep with the starry sky around you. You feel safe, surrounded by the stars, by your spiritual kith and kin, your spiritual family. Because some who love you on the planet, here on the planet Earth at this time, are also amongst your stars. And so are we, all the members of us, surround you, loving you, twinkling at you as you drift off to sleep. And time passes in the blankness, in the emptiness, in the darkness of nothing. And then you wake up. There's a noise. Someone's there. Someone's putting pieces of wood together. Someone has a light, a torch, and is lighting a fire. How long they've been doing this, you don't know. But you wake up in this experience, and you see that there is an old person, wise old person. You can just tell they're wise, old person, an elder, an ancestor, a guide who's been watching over you, preparing a fire for you. And this old wise one, male or female, gets the fire going. Doesn't seem to pay too much attention to you. But you get up from your place and you come and you sit by the fire. It feels good because it's a little cool. The fire is warming. You feel relaxed. The old one looks at you and smiles to welcome you to your seat by the fire. And this old one has been a guide for you, has been protecting you, a guardian for you. You can feel their caringness, their love and caring for you. It is a good feeling. And even so, as they look at you with their moist, luminous eyes, you feel a sense of familiarity, something within you, something deep within you. Perhaps your soul knows, remembers this one from times past, other planets, other times. And this old one smiles at you and reaches behind where they are sitting and picks something up. They show it to you. It's a mirror. It's big enough to see one's face and neck, perhaps in it, easily. Perhaps it even has a handle. They offer it to you, and they stretch forward, extending their arm toward you, to give you the mirror, and you reach across the fire, feeling the heat as you take the mirror, and you settle back into position. She indicates to you, or he indicates to you, to turn slightly so that the light of the fire can reflect in the mirror upon your face. Because if you're facing the fire and looking in the mirror can block, can shadow your face. So you turn partway, angle it so that the mirror reflects light from the fire to you, to your face. And suddenly there, as if appearing out of nowhere, you see your face. Yes, you've seen your face many, many times. You've been in front of mirrors all through your life, watching your face grow from a child into an adult, to the age that you are now. And as you look into this face, you can see your eyes. You feel drawn to them. You feel that it's important to look into your own eyes, and you do. They say the eyes are the windows of the soul. Look into your own soul. Look into your eyes. There's a certain expression that you have that's uniquely yours, that only your eyes carry. And as you look at this face, you notice it begins to shift and change. You begin to see the same eyes, but other faces, other lifetimes perhaps, other orientations, attitudes, even time periods. Yeah, there goes your child self, your adolescent self. But that's also you on another planet, or you perhaps in ancient Greece. Let yourself watch. Perhaps there are shadows of mentors and teachers that pass over your face, but the eyes remain the same. The eyes, your soul, remain the same. You feel pulled in towards them, drawn towards them. As you watch your face change to become these many people, all ages, all races. As it flits by, as it shifts and changes. Maybe you don't see those changes, but just sense. Just imagine changing. And then the images of your face, as they shift and change, seem to become more foreboding. They seem to become darker. There's a sense of anger, sparks in the eyes, perhaps fear. You feel yourself descend with those eyes into the darkest part of you, down into shadows deep, into pain, to hurt, to suffering. Perhaps all the shame visited upon you in this lifetime. A senses of guilt, powerlessness, terror and rage. They're all there. At first you don't really want to see it. You've been avoiding this for so long, you don't really want to pay attention to it, but you get pulled into it. Pulled your attention, pulled into it. You know you must face this that is deep within you, the dark side of you. You begin to feel some of the pain, some of the anguish, the trauma this face is holding. Perhaps even some evil, malicious intentions. Desire to manipulate, desire to control. To grab at and snag and draw to this face. Those to who would love it. Monies. Abundance. Clutching. Greedy, needy. All the darkest parts of you, you have not wanted to acknowledge. All the negative intentions, you have not wanted to acknowledge. All those designs and a sense there also of duplicity, of the non-truth of you, the facade that you've put on to try to influence other people's opinion of who you might be. But inside, you didn't feel true, you felt a fake. Let yourself go deeper into this now. Let yourself begin to feel more of this pain, of the darkness, of the hurt, of the trauma, of the shame. What you're looking at becomes a demon. It looks like it's going to try to trap you too, try to grab you, to suck you into it, to make you care for it, to manipulate you for its nefarious ends. You're frightened, you want to pull away, but you can't. You just keep getting pulled down deeper, deeper into this face through these eyes. All the darkness is here. All the past. All the fears of the future. Everything is there. Everything you've been uncomfortable with. Everything that you've squirmed uncomfortably with and wanted to get up and run away from. It's here. That demon. Focused now. On you. And then you see its pain. You begin to sense a distinction between you and this one. You begin to sense that you as a light being can care about you, the dark you, the demon you. Let yourself relax your grip. And caringly, lovingly, inside yourself, recognize this is what you thought was too much. This is what has been coming to you, who has been changing your life, making sure that you stay on path, that you face what you need to face, know what you need to know. You recognize there has been a benefit as well as a painful disadvantage of it. And as you recognize this, you can recognize also that you installed this many, many years ago in your powerlessness and your frustration. You set it up. Parts of you you didn't want to deal with, didn't want to face, didn't want to, or could not handle. The overwhelm, the craziness. And you begin to get glimpses of the dreams and the fantasies that so trapped you in the adolescence period and the young adult time. Somewhere in there, deep in the soul, in those eyes, you see healing begin. You're listening. You're being with yourself. You're sitting with your darkness. The dark chaos. You, your soul, beyond all of that, the common denominator of you, the dark, you, the light, you, the trapped, and you, the free. You saw all the dreams that died and the dreams that are still waiting. And you can see how wounded this one is. And at the same time, the wisdom and the connection to the future. A puzzling paradox. Seemingly the worst of the past and the best of the future. How can that be? Now remember, you are a powerful reality creator yourself. You're a light being who's come into a physical body. From that perspective, you're divine by your very nature. Have compassion on this part of you. Care about this part of you. Realize how much you've tried to avoid this part of you. How you shoved it aside, turned your back on it. But it's still there. How you sometimes wounded it. Feel love for this part of you. Appreciate that it stayed in the shadows for so long, so that you could get about your business of life. But it is time for you and this one to heal. Takes love. This one has been pestering you, creating problems for you. But now you know why. Forgive it. Say, I forgive you. I see you've been trying to get me a message, and I've been running away from it and ignoring you. I accept the message now, whatever it shall be. I'm sorry I did what I did to you, that I rejected you, that I pushed you away, that I ignored you. Can you forgive me? And it agrees, says yes. And as it says yes, it seems the darkness of its features, the pain in its eyes, disappear. The trauma is gone. And you're looking at yourself in light. You bring the mirror closer to your face. Closer. Look into the eyes closer now. Deeper into the eyes of soul, your soul. The depth, the sweetness, the richness. Look into the eyes deeper. Deeper into the eyes. Closer. Closer. Look in detail. Down and deep into the pupils, into that black spot in the middle of infinite depth. Deeper, deeper you look, deeper, closer, closer. Until that one disappears. And you and it are one. You merge. Eye to eye, you merge. Feel the emergence now taking place throughout your whole body. From head to toe, this part of you merges with the other part of you. Feel yourself filled up. Even though you didn't know you had empty spaces, you did. And it's filling up with a part of you you had forgotten, ignored. See, now this one is not going to have to knock you over the head with a silver hammer for you to get that attention, that awareness. It's in you now. You are aware. You're integrating on the physical, on the emotional. On the mental, on the psychic, spiritual. Your bodies overlap now, intertwine, and weave a full, complete you. And it feels good to be whole. It satiates something, a hunger you didn't even realize at times you had. It takes away the loneliness and isolation. You feel connected. And then you notice, now that you're complete, you notice you're still sitting by a fire. And across from the fire, your ancestor, the elder, the wise one, smiling. Let this wise one give you a message. Let yourself open to receive a message. This will be about your life, your future, yourself right now. Could be about anything. And if you don't actually sense anything, or you don't get any telepathic message, or you don't hear any words, sense an energy coming from their eyes to yours and entering you and moving down from your eyes to your heart and settling there, because it's a message of love. That some point in the future will be interpreted in one way or another for you. And you put your hands over your heart and just feel the impact of the love of this one who's watched over you all your life and continues to watch over you to your death. In a sense, go within and feel the love in your heart. And then you look up to say thank you. And the elder is gone. The fire is just a few embers left now. And dawn is coming on the eastern horizon. In a sky filled with thousands of stars. A new dawn, a new day. Complete. Ready. Let yourself open your eyes and come back. So, dear one, how do you feel now?
I could feel the... there's sort of one spot in my head that feels like it might be left, but I could feel it moving through my body, so I do feel like that integration happened. And I had one very tiny question, which was... which is that in the service of trying to figure this out... I even went in and rewrote my blueprint. I've been trying so hard to create anything. And so my question to you is, now will I live this new blueprint? It did cause me to rethink my life and imagine
Actually, that's the purpose of your life falling apart, so that you could put together one that's more real for you.
And so will I now live the life that I articulated as
if you choose
real?
To, if you will... If you will build your light self moment by moment,
mm-hmm.
all right, and stay connected to your future, which is the meditation we want to do for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to do this little extra piece. Mm-hmm. We hope you don't mind, all of you, because it's quite a significant piece. Identity is real important. And if you have... problems with your identification with yourself or how you see yourself and you're not balanced in that, it's very difficult to write a new story because you're going to continuously fall back into the imbalanced old one. So at this point, we can see that what you're saying about, dear one, about a place in your head that hasn't completely shifted, we would say that is what is known in medical terms as your hypothalamus. And this is a place where your masculine and your feminine, your future, your past, your light, your dark, everything comes together to integrate. And it's going to take about, our estimate, maybe about 2 to 3 days for that to complete its work.
Okay. And so does this new blueprint then stand in as my new story? Will I understand.
No, it takes, you have to build it and you have to put it in piece by piece. Look at your old story. Look at the detail. Can you just put in a new blueprint and suddenly live a new detail? No, you have to create a new detail. Okay, so the blueprint that you're putting in has a resonance and it's a certain field of frequency. That's the blueprint, is the field of frequency. How you live your life are the pieces that have, every piece is in alignment, in harmony with that new frequency. Because what you have been doing in your old life is that you've been feeling you had to work, you had to fix yourself, you had to improve yourself, you had to earn a whole bunch of stuff, and you're going to end up receiving. It's a different energy. Do you understand what we're saying? Is that you're shifting so many energies, but you don't know how to define them in your daily life because you're not used to living them that way. It's a different frequency. So you have to learn how to live the new frequency. People would really love to be able to say, okay, out with the old, boom, in with the new, bang, okay, I've changed. But as you know, it's a journey. But it's not a journey with the same type of work focus as your old one. You had to dismantle stuff. You know how long that takes? You know how much work that is? Look at what you've gone through. You understand?
I think I do, yeah.
And you lived it every day by day, putting piece by piece by piece, breaking pieces down, throwing them out, piece by piece. Now, what you're going to be going through, it's much more fun, actually, is putting in new pieces. Piece by piece, you put in the new pieces because your new scenario, your new story has to be at least as complex as the old one. Otherwise, it won't substitute for the old one. You'll always go for the more complex one. There's something you all ought to need to know. You'll always move towards complexity. You will not move towards simplicity. As much as you yearn for simplicity, you will not move to simplicity. You will yearn for complexity, and if your past is more complex than your present and your future, that's where you'll go. Because it feels more real. You see? So yeah, you can shift the template. The template's based on love, power, freedom, safety, trust. In a dynamic of love, touch, heal. Create with passion. And learn, grow, and become more of who you are. It's the seven pieces there. Four foundational pieces and three dynamics. That's their new template. It's a resonance. And then you have to discover, well, what is freedom? What is love? How do I define it? How do I live according to it? How do I base my actions on it? You see?
Okay.
So it's the building process is very detailed, very complex, and very rich. And in that richness comes tremendous magic. It can come ease. It can come a whole bunch of joy, celebration. Think about the complexity of suffering and the complexity of celebration. Which would you rather be involved with creating detail about? You see?
Right.
All right, but you're on your way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome. And because of the time, and because we took you through such a pivotal and powerful ceremony, we apologize to you, but we don't have time for any more questions. So, if you'll hand in the microphone then, just pass it over. So what we'd like to do is set you up for a change of story and take you through a story change. As we have a certain limit of what we can do in 20 minutes. But we'll be working with each one of you individually to infuse you with as much love and much healing and as much resonance of the new template as we possibly can, so that you're tuning into that frequency, tuning into that just that wonderful, juicy field of resonance, that vibrational energy, that force, so that you will know, okay, every time you have a choice to make, every time you have an action to take, every time you think and feel, see if you can align it to that. See if it's consistent to belong into that harmonious resonance. And if you do that, then you live your truth. And then you live your life as a light being that you came to be. And to express who you are. All right, so let's do some change. We suggested earlier that you think of an issue that may have been repetitive for you. We're only going to focus on one issue. We're not going to try and attempt to do your whole life story in complete detail, because that's just too much. We could do it with you, actually, in a way, if we had a whole week with you. Can you imagine being stuck with us for a whole week going through this?
Let's get started.
Yeah. You'd come out of that week saying, whoa, who am I now? My gosh, it's fantastic. And your life would be radically different. But for now, let us shift that pattern. And find its light balance. So let yourself get comfortable and once again and close your eyes. In as much balance as you can be. And let yourself relax. Take a few breaths and just let go of whatever tension you can think of to go. Let go of the thoughts and your feelings. In other words, as they come in, just don't be attached to them. Don't be attached to paying attention to what you're thinking or what you're feeling or what you're doing. Where are you going to go next and what you're going to be doing later or what you did earlier? or what you have to do next week, just let it go through. You'll remember it when it's time. Trust yourself. Just don't attach to anything. Just let it wander on through. Just like watching a little stream of water, sitting by it in the woods. You don't try to stop the stream so that you can look at the water. You enjoy the water and its flow. So enjoy your thoughts and your feelings as they go by you and flow. As they come out of you, arise from the spring within you and flow out of you. Just let them go. Float gently, freely. Let yourself just sense yourself floating. Floating free. Untethered, untrammeled, untrapped, free, floating. Surrounded by a sky of stars. Stars that represent that are so many of your friends twinkling at you with love. Winking. We love you. Just float safe in this sky of stars. When you leave the earthly plane and you go into the worlds of the heaven worlds, to the astral plane, you will come here, be one of the first places you go, floating safely in a sky filled with stars, stars that are your friends who love you. And some of those stars move from their position and move and rise to the top, rise above you and come together and create a giant star above you. And this giant star, the way that we show ourselves, sends a beam of light down to you. A beam of sparkling, iridescent, shimmering light. It may be in your favorite color, or it may be in pale violet. Let it come to you, and when it reaches you, it's a column of light that surrounds you. Surrounding you, wrapping light around you. Let us wrap our light around you. Let us wrap our love around you. And give to us that old pattern. And the way you do that is that while we hold you, you review in your mind your story, that storyline that you have with that old pattern. Where it began, all the pieces of your favorite pieces of the story, the tale you love to tell, if just to yourself, but if you sit around with somebody and they want to know more about you, you may end up telling them this story, where it began and with whom and how and under what circumstances and what kind of circumstances does it repeat itself. Whatever pieces of this story you can remember, just trot them out, share them with us. And as you talk about them, just let us lift them. As you show us pictures, let us lift them. They're going to go up. Up the column of light that we are, into the vortex. To be released back into the light, into the stuff of creation from which they arose, from which you adapted them, shaped them, and placed them in your story. So just go over the story, the pictures, the themes, the feelings, and let us lift them. And we're going to do this with you for about a minute, for you just to kind of go over the story. Give us a few examples if you can think of them. If you know the origin, you know, definitely go over that maybe twice, and just notice that if you go over one a second time, there's less there. That's because we're erasing the pattern. You need to give the pattern to us. Just let us see it all. That's it. That's good. It may just rise like little wisps of smoke, or just disappear like a raindrop on a hot sidewalk, just disappears. Go back over a couple of scenes. Get the last of the juice. Any attachment you have to this pattern, notice in your emotions. Notice your attachment to it. Notice your identification with it. Notice how you give your power to it. It's been so real. It's dominated you at times. Let that go too. Let all that sense of powerlessness go too. The sense of being a victim of it. Maybe it started in childhood. Let your child energy, your child attitudes, approaches, thoughts, feelings around it go. Maybe later, whenever it was, as far back as you can remember. You may not be able to remember the original incident. No matter. Remember what you can and let it go until you can't remember it. You go back and it's something's missing. It just doesn't have solidity anymore. Let us uncreate it with you. But you got to let go of the attachment. Come on, give us permission to take it. Don't worry, you'll have a new identity. That's better. Let it disappear. Let it go emotionally. Let all the emotions around it lift. Let us just suck it up, pull it up, lift it out the vortex. And now just kind of go back over the pictures, and they're kind of empty now. All the substance in them is gone. Anything you find that's left, let us take it. And let your identity now, the identification you always had with this pattern, this was your pattern. You were stuck with this pattern. Oh, damn it. Always had to deal with this pattern. Always hopeful that somehow or another you wouldn't have to deal with this pattern again, and then it would show up again. Let that identification vanish. That one go. Let it go. Disappear. Dissolve. And let yourself float now in the emptiness. Just float in the void. The old storyline around that pattern. The energies, the feelings, the circumstances, all have been drained of their energy, of their color. It's like they've gone black and white and now are fading to gray. And you, who are you now without this pattern? Just stay present in the nothing. You are, dear one, no thing. You're beyond manifestation and form. You are a spark of consciousness, a divine being who has chosen to have a physical plane lifetime experience. You've chosen to adventure into the unknown, and for that reason have left behind your knowledge of who you are so that you could rediscover it. You're a powerful reality creator. You're of infinite value and worth. You are like a giant, 25 feet tall of light, radiating an auric field out for at least a quarter of a mile or more in every direction. You've come here on this plane for missions, a personal mission to realize who you are and to create, and a global mission to help shift the whole planet. Your personal story is pivotal. You are writing your story, a new story, not just for you, but for your world. You are making a difference just by letting this pattern go. You used to identify with people who suffered from that pattern. Let that identification go too. You're not one of that group anymore. Whether it's a group defined by money or social standing or gifts and abilities, or health, or relationship status. You're not part of that group anymore. Let it go. Be free of identity. Be no thing, nothing. And that's a positive thing. Of no thing. It's a state of being that even in and of itself, a state of being is ephemeral. The true you is beyond even that. The light, the love. Now, what group of people would you like to identify with? People who are successful in love and money and health and spiritual development, and joyous success, making a difference in a more visible way, perhaps? What group of people do you choose rather beautifully to identify with? To build upon a collective, a new collective, a new background for your story. Successful people, happy people, fulfilled people, creative people, imaginative people, powerful people, free people, respected people, honored people. And remember, don't get any ego in here, no better than others. Just feel the light energy of this group that you would prefer to identify with. Feel the positive side of them. If you have judgments against successful or wealthy people and you want to be part of that group, you need to let those judgments go first so that you can feel the light energy of this group. Feel the freedom there. Feel the flexibility, the resources available, the strength. Now you know that you did not feel good when the old pattern was doing its thing. So how are you going to feel when a challenge comes your way? How is it going to be different? If the same old type of challenge, the same old circumstances as your old pattern show up, how can you make sure it's not your old pattern? The only way is by responding to it from your new self. So who is this self, this light being? And how is this self going to respond to that same old challenge? Imagine. Imagine yourself, first of all, laughing. There it is again. Ha ha. Secondly, recognize you're not taking anything personally. You're not shrinking back into a lesser you. You're not becoming your child again or your 23-year-old again. Realize you're holding your resonance as this light being, and you're looking at it from a very compassionate and dispassionate point of view. Compassionate for yourself in the past, the person you used to be, and for people who suffer under that particular challenge, but then dispassionate in the sense, feeling oddly disconnected from it. It doesn't really have anything to do with you, this pattern. It's not about you. It's just something that's happening that you can interpret any way you choose. So laugh. Be free of it. And now look for the love, the power, the freedom, and trust it's going to turn out okay. Trust it's going to turn out okay. Look for the magic. Look for the love. How can I love more here? How can I love myself more? How can I love others more here? What choices do I need to make of power? Let me expand my power now. Become more powerful. Let me feel the freedom of this. And let me imagine. Let me imagine what might possibly and positively happen. that might be actually interesting. It's like saying, well, now what's going to happen? Now that I respond differently and see it completely differently and imagine that this scenario could turn out totally differently. Wow, how about that? It doesn't have to follow an old path that was once well-worn and has now disappeared. What do I choose to do about it? Imagine yourself having the presence of mind to be there instead. What feelings can you feel when you stay in your power, in your love, in your freedom, in your trust? Look for opportunities to love, touch, heal, to imagine, to create with passion, to learn, to grow, to become more of who you are and express that. Feel the resonance of that. Feel how high that feels, how wonderful that feels. There's no judgment. There's no guilt. There's no must to or have to. It's all your choice and your motivation. What do you really want to do? And the answer to that is not to escape, to run away, to fight, to struggle. No, what do you really want to do with it? You want to transform it. You want to play with it. You want to dance with it until it turns and changes into light. Because you know, once you do that, then you don't have to deal with that one anymore. It doesn't have to happen, keep happening over and over in different guises and strategies and twists and turns of your plot. Feel the difference. Feel the difference. And imagine time going by and you living that difference and things unfold. It's a different story. My gosh, you're in the unknown, exploring, feeling from moment to moment, finding the path, the route to magic, to synchronicities, to healing. Imagine this going on day after day, week after week, without effort. It's natural to you. Down the line, you kind of see the future kind of opening up, unfolding, unraveling, spiraling out, opening to you, and standing down there in your future, way up there, far in the future somewhere. You don't know whether it's down or up or sideways, but it's over there. There, the future is over there. It's bright. Standing there is you, looking back at you. A future you, successful, happy, enjoying life, playing, dancing, free, powered, loving, trusting, healing. Imagining, having fun, growing, resonating, radiating light and love, showing the magnificence of you. That future you, on the other side of this transition, for whom that new story is just as real and solid and in complex and in detail as the one you left behind in your childhood and youth. Feel drawn now towards that future you. Feel pulled and attracted, magnetized towards that future you. come up close to that future and see the eyes of the you who has victory. Power, enlightenment in there. See the joy and the love in those eyes. See the compassion for you, because that future you knows what you've been going through. Feel the love. Feel touched by that future you. The future you extends their arms. Let them hug you. Let them take you up inside them. Let them hold you. Feel the love. Feel the exhilaration inside you. Imagine it. Then step in to this future you. Turn around and look through the future you's eyes at your life. Get a glimpse of the glory, the joy, the celebration, the magic, the adventure. And see that it's not that your future you has no challenges. It has no sad or dark places. It's just that your future you doesn't identify with those places. It's not who you are anymore. Sense that you live your life like this. What would your day be like? What would your relationships be like? How would your financial success be? All those manifestations you're so always so concerned about. The love, the money, the health, the spiritual experience. It's all there, rich, complex, colorful. Feel the colors. Sense all the colors. Sense the richness, the interplays, the details. Just sense it as an energy, as a resonance. And claim it now for yourself. I claim this resonance of my future for me now. I link to this, aligned to this. I will choose and orient myself on a daily basis to this place. So be it. And you just breathe it all in. When you exhale, you're back in the present, back in your body. You've made a change. You've shifted resonance. Remember that beautiful resonance. The resonance of the love, the power, the freedom, the magic. And now let yourself receive an infusion from us. We want to infuse you. We want to put a little connection in you of love and healing for your new story. I'm going to do a download for you right now. Spirals of light descend into you, of colors, every color that exists. And upon these ribbons of spirals of light are codes of unfoldment. There we go. Let them enter you, tickle you, enter your body. Spiral down, all the way down, through your body, down to your feet and into the ground. There we go. receive so much love is waiting for you. So much love we have for you. We're so excited for you. Your resonance is lifted. We tap it, tap, 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 to anchor it there. But the spirals will continue. So let yourself now come back and open your eyes. Don't lose that energy. Just let the spirals continue right now as they're continuously coming in you and spiraling all the way down, resetting, realigning, energizing, shifting your colors, your codes, working on your templates so that you have a new life pattern, new life story. This will continue throughout the night until you wake up in the morning. We will come and visit you in the night. Call us before you go to sleep, but even if you don't, we will come and visit you and touch you, heal you some through the night. It has been a pleasure to work with you as always. Such a joy. And what a wonderful way to begin a new era in your life. Yes, you may call it a new year, but it can be done any time of the year. It's a new era, a new life for you.